If you would like, you can look at the insert for today. You're invited to read with me together the parts in bold of the third petition with the meanings that are all written there. We speak together. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What does this mean? The good and gracious will of God is done even without our prayer, but we pray in this petition that it may be done among us also. How is God's will done? God's will is done when he breaks and hinders every evil plan and purpose of the devil, the world, and our sinful nature, which do not want us to hallow God's name or let his kingdom come. And when he strengthens and keeps us firm in his word and faith until we die, this is his good and gracious will. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. You can follow along. I continue reading myself, and you can read if you want. That next little paragraph there, which is taken from the Large Catechism. What we said was from the Small Catechism. But the Large Catechism, Martin Luther wrote a little bit larger sections on each of these parts of the Catechism, and I read this quote. Martin Luther from the Large Catechism, Third Petition, quote, "As God's name must be hallowed and his kingdom must come even without our prayer, so must his will be done and prevail, even though the devil and all his hosts storm and rage furiously against it in their attempt utterly to exterminate the gospel. But for our sake we must pray that his will must be done among us without hindrance, in spite of their fury, so that they may accomplish nothing and we may remain steadfast in the face of all violence and persecution, submitting to the will of God." If you'd like to fill in the answers there, part one. Jesus said to Paul, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." Again, Jesus said to Paul, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." Look back up to the second bolded paragraph that we just read under "How is God's will done?" That paragraph right there. God's will is done when He breaks and hinders every evil plan and purpose of the devil, the world, and our sinful nature. Paul had many great revelations from God that we just read about, things that no other person, except maybe John, who saw the revelations that he wrote about in the book of Revelation, maybe Elijah, who went up to heaven in the fiery chariot. Paul saw things of heaven and paradise that we have not seen. And yet, Jesus said to Paul, "My grace is sufficient for you." Luther made it very plain that it is God that breaks and hinders all the evil powers and the world and our sinful flesh. It's God's power. So when we pray in the Lord's Prayer, "Thy will be done," that really is a confession that, "God, you need to do it. Your plans, your strength, that's what I need." Notice that Luther, in both the Small and Large Catechism, he points back to the first two petitions. "Hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come." And Luther says in both those petitions, these need to happen in our lives, that God's name is holy in my life, and that his kingdom comes to my life. But in this petition, we are saying, and Jesus teaches us to say, but how is that done? God's going to have to do that. God's going to have to make his name holy in my life. God's going to have to make his kingdom come into my life. I can't do it. The great revelations that Jesus gave to Paul to see paradise and to say things that could not be said again, none of those would save Paul. Paul needed Jesus' grace. So that Paul came to say, it's actually in my weaknesses in Christ that I boast, because I'm not the strong one. Jesus is the strong one in my life. I need him. Part two. Jesus prayed for the Father's will be done. Jesus prayed for the Father's will be done. Nothing in Jesus' saving work for us was, and here you could put it, whatever word you like, easy, fun, simple. Nothing in Jesus' saving work for us was easy or fun or simple, whatever you want to put it. Even the Old Testament prophets said Jesus must suffer. Even the Old Testament prophets said Jesus must suffer. Frequently, Jesus taught that he and the Father were one. He was equal with the Father. And yet, in the persons of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, they accomplish and they want to save us with their very specific tasks, so to speak. The Father sent the Son, and the Son was to suffer and die. And in that prayer in Gethsemane, I was thinking of what text should we read to think about thy will be done. And I could think of no better text than Jesus praying. Take this cup from me, but thy will be done, not mine. Thy will, which Jesus knew he would bear the sins of the entire humanity, all before him, all during his time, and all up to our time and forever, how long God allows this earth to remain. All these sins would be piled onto Jesus, and the punishment for those sins and the abandonment by his heavenly Father would happen to Jesus. Knowing this, he said, thy will be done. We heard Paul say at the end of that reading from 2 Corinthians, for the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities, for when I am weak, then I am strong. Paul knew that what Jesus went through for him was far more than Paul would ever go through. For Paul was saved in Christ, but Jesus, he suffered the punishment for us. And yet, Jesus said, thy will be done, not mine, Father. And Jesus' will was that the scriptures would be fulfilled. He said that twice in our reading, at least twice in our reading. At the very end of that reading from Matthew 26, he said, but all this has taken place that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled. His abandonment, his suffering, his death, his betrayal, all these things were done, Jesus said, to fulfill the scriptures. Jesus was even willing to suffer that the prophets would be true, to save us, that the prophets would be true, that the word of God would all happen. Thy will be done. And a third point. God's will in heaven and on earth is to save lost sinners. God's will in heaven and on earth is to save lost sinners. And that last line there, and there's a small typo, I'm sorry. While a person may search out for God's will, his will is always to save. While a person may search out for God's will is always to save. Jesus taught us to pray, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." What is his will in heaven? It's to save lost sinners. He sent the Son, his Son, to be born of the Virgin Mary, of which the angel choir and the angel announced to the shepherds, "This is his will in heaven, is to save sinners, is to bring home the lost." And Jesus described that many times. "This is my Father's will, that none of you should perish who he has given to me." He prays for that. He does that. That is his will. That is his will. And I am guilty of it as much as anybody else. We say to ourselves, "What is the will of God for me?" The will of God is for us to be in heaven, to live in faith now, and to be in heaven. That is the will of God. The will of God is that his name would be hallowed in our life. Jesus taught it to pray that. The will of God is for his kingdom to come into our life. That is the will of God. If we say, "If the will of God, should I keep this car and repair it or buy a new one?" And we have all kinds of questions like that, right? Do I take the job in Colorado or stay here? Well, don't do anything that's going to get you into hell. The will of God is going to want you in heaven. It's okay. It's fine. Beautiful to pray, "God, show me the right decision. Give protection for this. Bring healing for this." All these things. It's fine. But why did God send his Son? It was to die and rise so that people would have life in God now and forever. That's all. So if we would pray about something and make such a big deal about it that we forget our eternal salvation, that's not the will of God. The will of God is that we are saved. That's all Jesus cared about. "Take this cup from me, Father, but not my will, your will be done." When we say these words in the Lord's Prayer, these are deep words. These are eternal words. These are words that have to do with our eternal life. That God in Christ wants us to be in heaven, to live forgiven now, to love one another, and to be in heaven forever. "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And that explanation from Luther is a wonderful piece of gospel for us. God's will is done when he breaks and hinders. God does it in Christ. Of that we can be sure. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you that your will was to save us lost sinners, that your Son would suffer and die and take on the punishment we deserved, and to give us life and peace just as a free gift. Nothing we earn or do, but he gives it to us freely. All this is your will for us, your eternal will for us. Focus our lives and faith on these good things you do for us. Help us to see the problems that we face, or situations or decisions, just small in all of eternity. And whatever decisions we face or may have to make, grant that truly we see your will that we be saved is the primary, first thing of all decisions. Does this keep me in God's word? Does this keep me in God's will to save me? Help us to see this focus that your Son, Jesus, has given us in this prayer. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.